physical health so that we can enjoy the life God has called us to the absolute fullest. Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy you are here. I hope you're having a good day and enjoying whatever you are up to. Maybe you're working out. Just keep going if you are, and if you're folding laundry or driving or whatever. I'm glad we are going to hang out for a little bit. I am planning for this to be a short episode, but every time I say that, it ends up being one of my longer ones. So we'll see where we go. But this is something that has been coming up with both one-on-one clients, but also in our eight-week beginner program, and that is the timing of nutrition and caffeine. And it's come up in a lot of different ways because I actually received a question a couple weeks ago that is going to be part of a Q&A episode, I don't know, in a couple weeks or whatever, whenever I record it. I've got some questions lined up. So once I get to that, and the question was about what are the best snacks before working out. But that led me to this podcast. So thank you for suggesting it, the person who suggested that question. And I will go more in depth to answer that in the future episode. But it broadened it up to this idea of what should our nutrition before, after our workouts look like, and what a separate question was asked in the beginner challenge group about the timing of caffeine and working out, and if your workout's too close to bedtime, et cetera. So I just want to talk about this in a more broad sense and give you ladies kind of an overview of what I believe is ideal. Also, since many of us listening are moms whose life, you know, can be derailed by the, you know, your kid waking up in the middle of your workout saying, "Mom, like my eye feels funny," and suddenly you're going to the doctor for pink eye or whatever. So, and then you have to do your workout like 3 hours later when you already had set it up to be the perfect scenario. So I get that. I've been there, and you know, we just have to roll with it. But we're going to talk about what you would do in an ideal situation when obviously you just need to make it happen. You just need to make it happen. I, at least one of my workouts each week is that, like, oh man, if I don't work out right now, I'm going to need to do that. Actually, last week, it was a super busy Saturday, and I've been trying to do my long runs on Saturdays. But as they've gotten a little bit like longer, it obviously takes longer time as well. So I kind of got in this bad spot where if we have something at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, like I don't like starting that much earlier than sunrise. So it's just got to be figured out later. So anyway, what ended up happening was I was facing doing my run at the end of a day. We were outside in the sun all day. It was like 80 degrees, direct sun. I love being outside and I love sun. So that was not the problem. But I'm like, oh man, as the day went on, I'm like, I clearly am going to have to do my run at like 7 p.m. And I'm probably dehydrated right now. I have not eaten enough food today because we were out at T-ball and all these other things. I didn't have enough of my own snacks with me. Like, I broke every rule that I would tell all of you because it was just that kind of day. And then I was like, you know what? This is going to be terrible, but I'm just going to have to do it because it's not going to happen otherwise. So I did do it. It was not the best I've ever done, but it got done. So we're talking about, in a perfect world, what your nutrition is going to look like. And speaking of the run, because it will vary according to what your workout is. But most of you listening are doing strength training primarily with maybe some cardio sprinkled in. I know some of you listening are training actually for your own events like half marathons or ultra marathons. And then I know some of you are like, Brittany, I resonated way more with you when you said you never do cardio. And you are like, you have turned me on to lifting. That is all I want to do. So that's cool as well. So we're going to kind of go through a couple of things. But in general, I promote, you know, eating a balanced diet in the way of your carbs, fat, and protein are balanced out for your body and what you need so that your overall calories are not just, you're not just worrying about overall calories. Like, oh, I need around 1,800 calories a day. You're worrying more about, I know I need around 120 grams of protein, whatever grams of carbs, whatever grams of fat. And that is different person to person, right? So in general, if you're eating a balanced diet in that sense and you're eating pretty regular intervals like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then maybe, because there's two ways you can even go about that. I have some clients who like to have bulkier meals and that fits better with their schedule and with their life to have like 500 to 700 calorie meals and they only do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then that's pretty much it for the day. They are not doing snacks because this just, again, works out better. And then I have maybe, you know, work-wise or whatever, even those who are stay-at-home moms, because a lot of times you are just, you kind of, it runs away from you. You know, I ate breakfast at noon today because honestly, it just, we were on a roll. I didn't forget. We were upstairs and I was kind of hungry, but I was switching over all their summer clothes. And I'm like, you know what? If I bring them downstairs to make a shake right now, like I'm going to lose this mojo. So we just got to keep going and I will deal with the repercussions of that. But anyway, so for a lot of us, it works best to eat the three meals, just higher calorie. Then some of you really love snacks and are like, no, I absolutely do not want to wait between meals and I'd rather, you know that I can have a snack and that just works out better for me. So you're eating a little bit, you know, not as full of calorie wise at your meals, and then you're leaving room for a couple of snacks throughout the day. So there's totally those two differences. If you are the former, if you're the first, you know, the one that eats just the three square meals kind of a thing, and say your workout is between one of those meals at some point, like you wake up and eat breakfast, but then you do your workout later, maybe when your littlest kid is napping or something, you don't need to eat anything extra before that workout. And the same goes for, I think this is the more common place for those of you who are working outside the home. I know it was for me when I was working outside the home that between lunch and dinner, if you've eaten, you know, a full lunch and you're going to go get a quick workout in before dinner, do you need a snack there? You really don't. So in both of those scenarios, if you've eaten like a full meal that was balanced out on carbs, fat, and protein, you're hydrated, you don't need to eat a snack before your workout. If your workout is a pretty standard 30-minute, even to an hour, could be cardio, could be strength, but you just had a full meal, okay? And this should lead you to then next examine whether you are eating, you know, a balanced meal. I used to have a client who would come to our sessions after, not really like directly after lunch. It was like we'd train before dinner, and I would notice in her workouts, if she was pretty low energy, pretty drained, I was like, did you have any carbs at lunch? She's like, no, I just had soup today. And it was always noticeable in the workouts that she didn't have as much to give, didn't have as much energy. And I said, you know, on training days, really try to have some carbs at lunch or have an apple and peanut butter right before your session, you know, like a half hour before, or just an apple on the way here or something like that. So there's options to this. It's not the end all be all. But if you've had a balanced meal, like if she had had like, I don't know, chicken fajitas at lunch where it was like rice and vegetables and chicken and guac, and that was, you know, 4 hours ago, she's probably fine to get through a half hour to an hour of lifting based on what she'd eaten before. Okay, so if you've had a pretty full meal, this is something we get really, I think it's like the sports nutrition culture has trained us to think we need a snack immediately before our workout. And if you're just doing a kind of run-of-the-mill average person workout, you're good to go off of what meal you had before. It's kind of like for kids how Gatorade is so pushed. It's like, okay, if you ran for 20 minutes at track, you don't need Gatorade to replenish that. And that goes for adults as well. If we're doing like you run a 5K and they give you so much food at the end, you're like, okay, you ran 3 miles. I'm not discounting 3 miles and I'm not saying that's nothing. But it's something we can get really swept up in. I'm like, okay, now I'll eat the banana and the bagel. And you're like, oh my, okay, I only put out X amount of energy, right? I don't need to, if you burned 300 calories, you don't need to take in 900. That's not how that works. So that's, you know, the first part before you even look at what you should be having. But okay, if you are the person that has eaten a balanced meal, but it was 4 hours ago and you are a person who likes the snacks between, like if it was a lighter meal and you know that you are not going to have energy for your workout, I do like just a simple carbohydrate before your workout. So a lot of times I'll have a client walking in like eating a protein bar. I'm like, nope, like protein's important for after. You just want straight carbs before. And I just said an apple with peanut butter, so it's not a bad thing to have a little bit of protein and fat. You know, it helps you to be a little bit more satiated if you're super hungry. But what I personally like to do if I am going to wake up and do a lift or wake up and do cardio, I usually just go to an apple, like not no peanut butter, no protein bar, no anything. It's just an apple. And then I just get to work because it converts pretty quickly to sugar in your bloodstream. So you can just put it immediately to use. You know, that's the difference of where you wouldn't want to have like a whole wheat bread because that is slower digesting. You're not going to get the benefits of it right away. those of you who are doing that, who are like, okay, well, I wake up and I am going for kind of a longer run, like you're running for an hour or an hour and a half, or you're riding your bike for a while, then you might want to have something more substantial. My go-to for that is whole wheat or sprouted grain bread with just a little layer of peanut butter and half a banana, because a banana helps me personally not get cramps, not get muscle cramps, the potassium, and it helps. It might help you as well, but also then it's just a little bit slower digesting, so I'm not using it right away and then it's gone. It's going to help me have enough fuel for that workout. But since it takes your body longer to start digesting it and converting it to fuel, you need to back up that time. So for me, when I'm going out for a run, that's going to be longer than an hour. I would say even longer than an hour and a half. If it's under an hour and a half, I'm usually just having an apple. And everybody's different on this. Some people can eat and then immediately go do a really active sport. I can't do that. So if I am running over an hour and a half and I know I'm going to need more sustenance than an apple, I have to be eating like an hour before that run. So I'll go to that. I'll do either like oatmeal with peanut butter, or I will do the whole wheat toast or sprouted green toast with a little bit of peanut butter, half a banana, and I back it up to an hour before I'm heading out the door. Okay. But for most of us, again, if you've the heavier meals, you probably do not need an extra snack right away. If you do the lighter meals and you're pretty far out from one of your meals, then I would go an apple or a banana, straight sugar for before your workout, okay? Now what's important, and okay, we'll stick with before the workout. If you are a caffeine person, timing your caffeine for a half hour before your workout is usually your best bet. Again, there's some sensitivities here. Many of us don't want to drink coffee and then head out a half hour later on a bike or on a run or something because we're going to have to go to the bathroom or whatever, or you're going to get cramps or you feel it sloshing around. So this is definitely personalized. And I will say for me personally, if I am doing a lift, I can drink coffee right up to that second. Like I'm usually waking up, I get the coffee going while I do my morning prayer. I drink the coffee. I usually then do a little bit of work, like answer some emails or something, give myself like a half hour to just drink the coffee, but I'm just a slow coffee drinker and I also like the experience. So then I will be finishing up the coffee as I'm starting my warm up for the workout, or I'm sipping it through my workout. Also taking videos of myself doing that, where there are full length videos on the Chasing Greatness group and I'm drinking coffee through it instead of drinking water, and you know, to each their own. But I could not slug coffee and then head out for a run and feel that sloshing around. So timing might be a little bit different, but ideally having it in your system, like completed a half hour before your workout would be ideal to give you that little boost. And there's a lot of research and a lot of studies. This is not my opinion. This is based on studies showing, you know, participants in surveys and studies who had such greater output of effort in their actual workout due to caffeine consumption, you know, probably, obviously there's always other factors, but it seemed like the caffeine consumption was the variable that helped them to go harder in their workouts and or go longer in their workouts and things like that. So if you're already a caffeine person, I'm not saying everyone needs to do it. This is another one where it's like, yeah, this is in a perfect world. There are so many times where I just wake up, I'm like, well, yikes, I don't have time to make coffee. It's now or never. And I just have to hop into it. And that's been all the more often since I've had three kids. But some of you I know take pre-workout as well. So that's usually going to say on the can or the bottle or whatever to drink it 20 to 30 minutes before you're getting into your workout. So you can do that. Same thing. It gives you, usually there's caffeine in there. There might be a couple other amino acids or, you know, aids in there that are going to help you focus or increase blood flow, that kind of thing. So I currently don't take any of those and haven't since I had Josh, because most of them you can't take while you're nursing and I just don't want to mess around with that. So, and again, I'm currently nursing. So for me, it's just coffee, but whatever floats your boat. But if you are going to drink it anyway, I'd suggest just trying it out half hour before your workout. And lastly, what you want to replenish with after your workout, for lifting workouts, you want to have some kind of protein and carbs. But here's another of the big caveats. This can, again, be really blown out of proportion that it's like, oh my gosh, I have 20 minutes and I need to eat protein or I'm going to lose all my gains. If you have just done a workout and you're going to eat dinner in an hour, or you're going to eat breakfast like after your workout, you don't need a whole different thing. You don't need to have a protein shake and then eat a meal. You're probably overeating for the work that you did. This, again, is all, I'm talking pretty much average run-of-the-mill workouts, right? There are, if you're running a triathlon or you're doing a triathlon or running an ultra marathon or doing a Spartan race, like there's going to be different things around that. We can talk about that if that's you and you want to get into that kind of nutrition. But for the average person doing, you know, your average workout, 20 to 40 minutes, you know, maybe an hour or whatever, whether it's lifting. So if it's lifting, you are going to want protein and carbs after. But if you're having a meal that has protein and carbs, that's great. If you're not, if you wouldn't be eating for a while later, then a protein shake could be great, or a protein bar that has around 20 grams of protein and some carbs in there, because they're both going to help your muscles start repairing right away and your carbs will go to topping off your glycogen stores again. If it was a cardio workout, you don't necessarily need protein because you weren't really doing any damage to your muscle and then, you know, needing to send protein to the muscle to rebuild it. But protein's always great for satiety. And if you're just, you know, needing to eat a balanced meal, that should be in your next meal anyway. So if you woke up, you're going to do cardio in the morning, you had your apple, you did your cardio, then basically you just want to follow it up with a balanced breakfast that has carbs, fat, and protein, just to give you a good start to the day anyways, because that should already have been the start, even if you hadn't done that cardio. And then similar thing for a lift, if that's what you were doing, if you were doing it first thing in the morning, you have your apple or your banana, get your lift in and then have a nice balanced breakfast. If you are doing that, you know, pre-dinner kind of a workout, like I said, those of you maybe getting out of work and hitting a workout, you can just have a little something if you feel like you need to, or if you're still good from lunch, you're good. Maybe you have that coffee or whatever caffeine a half hour before your workout, get your workout done, and then make sure that you have carbs and protein present at dinner. Last thing, I didn't really mention any of you ladies at all who are doing it later at night. Everything I already talked about applies here. If you had a balanced dinner that had carbs, fat, and protein, probably you're still working on wanting enough space away from digesting to get to your workout. So you definitely don't need a snack. You may or may not want to utilize caffeine, because if you're a person that's really sensitive to caffeine, you probably don't want to take it when it's going to be that close to bed. So I would just suggest hopping into your workout, giving it as much as you got, and then afterward, this is where it's a little bit dicey. Like, do you need that snack afterward? Probably not. What would probably be best there is just some protein. Like, just, I really would like Isopure there, which is a kind of whey isolate protein that tastes like Crystal Light. I'm not at all affiliated or sponsored by them. I wish I was. But you just throw it in your water and shake it up, and like the flavors are like lemonade and fruit punch. I've talked about it a bunch on here and a lot of you do use it, but that would be a good spot to use it. So you have a little something in your tank after the workout. It's going to help you repair muscle if you did just do a lifting workout, but you're not going to bed super stuffed, because it's also not great to go to bed so close to having a huge meal. That is one perk of, you know, people who cut off close the kitchen at a certain time. That's a good thing, because your body then doesn't have to worry about digesting while you're sleeping. So that's what I would do if I was doing a nighttime workout. That is what I do if I end up like I did a couple weeks ago, having to do my workout at the end of the day because I ran out of time. Just a little protein shake is a good option for that time. And then just done, then you're on to a new day the next day. All right. So I hope the takeaways from this podcast are, number one, you do not need to have protein before your workout. That's a big myth or misconception that I see a lot. Again, this is the protein bar right before the workout. And you don't need to force a snack if you are not actively hungry and you have eaten balanced enough that you know you've had some carbs in your system in the last couple hours. Caffeine if you want it right before, and then protein and carbs afterward to help your muscles recover. But another big takeaway thing is, just don't overfeed yourself for the sake of the workout. I'm also guilty of this. When I got back into running just recently for this race, the first time I went out, that was like, seemed really long to me. Like, I started literally at mile one, but then once I got up to maybe eight or something, I remember I woke up that morning, maybe it was six. I don't think it was as much as eight. I think it was like 6 miles, and I woke up and I had my like toast and banana and whatever, and I had a terrible run. Like, my stomach hurt. I was getting cramps. And I came back, my husband's like, and I'm telling him about the run. He's like, oh, like, did you do anything differently? I'm like, well, I woke up and I ate my peanut butter, da, da, da. And he's like, that was a lot to eat before a 6 mile run and then to head out like a half hour later. Like, you know, it was. I was so worried about not having enough energy that I just took in way too much. Also, it was coupled with the fact that the night before we had eaten a late dinner. So you got to think about all these things in, you know, almost in the span of a week can be helpful. I was talking with a client about this a couple weeks ago where, you know, if you have a late dinner one night, you may not be super hungry for breakfast. You might need to push that off a little bit. Like these all these things factor in, right? It's not, our body is not a hard, oh, that was 24 hours, close it down, reset, start the day. Especially those of us not sleeping that much, a lot of times it all kind of bleeds together. So anyways, I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions on it, feel free to shoot me a message at fitmomlifetothefullest@gmail.com. And if you're still kind of trying to figure out what I'm talking about with macros and what is, this actually could really help out. I did not think ahead to tell you this, but thank you again, Holy Spirit, for dropping that in there. But my macro cheat sheet would be helpful here because as you're hearing this and thinking, oh, okay, what's a carb? What's a protein? What could I pair together for after my workouts, whatever? I have a free macro cheat sheet. If you go to fitmomlifetothefullest.com and you sign up on my homepage, I will send that to you so you can get some ideas. Like actually Greek yogurt would be a good option with some protein and carbs for right after your workout. If like maybe you're doing a like lunch break workout, but you're not actually eating lunch, you just want something quick, that'd be a good option. So anyway, you can get ideas like that. Again, just homepage, put in your email address and I will send that to you and then you'll be on the email list as well. All right, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next episode.